from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to 5 O'Clock Fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 O'Clock Fire.
It is 5 O'Clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Clint is out today. He is off today. Pew! But Spo is in the building, and the Big Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags. And I know Moneybags had a nice night if the Astros did last night. We got another Moneybags here, too. This guy over here who's up here sneaking in. We got the over on 36 home runs for Soto.
Degenerate gambler Spo's, like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I was going to say Spo's degenerate.
We need some homers right now because we're starting to fall below the pace here, fellas.
Tyler, how'd you do last night? The money bags come through.
Did well, man.
I saw the strikeout total for Framber. You ran that. Obviously, you got the run total.
On strikeout totals in games. Come on.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Hey, I hit that one.
Problem. Listen to it. What all did you bet on last night?
I don't have it pulled up. Let me think. Over 4.5. I mean, I normally bet on anywhere between 15 and 30 things any given evening.
Well, at least on the Astros game.
No, that's pretty much nightly.
At least
how many?
You remember what you did on the
10,
Astros
15
game.
To 30.
He comes out, man. He's lost a couple. I'll say that. But
yeah, last night was good. I had a green number on my betting. It could have been really good, but I lost that Yordan over total bases.
Yeah, total bases on Yordan and on Altuve, right? But walks don't count.
So they don't.
You didn't get Altuve either.
No, man. I did not. But ended up winning somewhere around 2 Benjis on the Framber strikeout prop, the over 4.5. I had the Astros minus 1.5 for the game. I was on the under strikeouts for the Marlins pitcher that
Hoeing!
Yeah.
Hoeing.
And I can't remember what else, but it was a good night. About 2 Benjis.
Good for you. What you on tonight?
I am on 4.5 again, over 4.5 for the Stros. I am running back the Altuve bases. I think he gets it tonight. I think that hand feels a little better.
Of course. Now that he ducked out of
the... Doesn't feel that great. Now he slid out of the All-Star game.
Now he's going to really let it hang loose.
And I can't really remember what else
you're not
I'm
touching
on,
nothing with Jake. I bet they don't even have Jake's strikeout totals, do they?
Oh, no. Last I looked, they had not listed any pitching props. Yeah.
Not for Jake. Jake Bloss. So,
yeah.
15 to 30?
Yep.
Night?
He lets it go. But all of them aren't. Now sometimes he lets it go for big amounts. But all of them aren't big amounts.
Well, what's a big amount? What's the average?
Average, I'd say an average bet for me is anywhere between 30 and 80 bucks. The heavy ones I'll throw 15, 30, 200, 250 at.
Heavy, yeah.
So let's say your average is 50 and you're making 30. What's 30 times 50? What is that, 1,500?
Yeah. Sounds right.
So you got 1,500 on the table on average every night.
And I keep a spreadsheet. If you had to guess how many bets I've just placed on baseball so far in July, what is it, July 11th? How many bets do you think I've placed?
300.
No, not that many.
I was going to go more.
No, it's
180. Because there was a hurricane, so you probably missed a day with the hurricane.
That is actually true.
I was going to say, I didn't think he did.
I did miss a day, but I didn't have a full slate of bets. I've placed 120 bets so far in
That's
July.
It?
Yep.
I thought it'd be more than
pulling
that.
Back.
Yeah. That hurricane kind of sunk
but
in.
But you're putting 1,500 basically on the table on a given night.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Better avoid those cold
That's
streets.
That, man. I'm telling you, he had one. He had one where I said, I tried to level with him on the air. Let's just take the night off. And he didn't. And then I think he won like 900 that night.
My my pending wagers for tonight, I am risking in total about $1,300.
Oh, my God.
With Prime coming up, that's a generator. All right, give us the latest. That man,
it's 10 grand a week.
That man ain't got, Lane's blown away. I love it.
That man ain't got no heat.
10 grand a week.
I mean, that man ain't got no air. That man was playing Yahtzee with a candle earlier this week. But he's got.
That's true, actually. We were playing line. Yahtzee by
All
candle.
Right, what's the latest in terms of outages, what we're hearing from CenterPoint city officials?
Well, if anybody cares, my house still doesn't have power.
Mine either.
Sucks. But anyway, the latest here from CenterPoint, they posted at 4:59 p.m. just a few minutes ago. Customers affected still having no electricity at their homes is still over a million, about 1,042,000 Houstonians, and they have restored power to about 1.2 million people in the greater Houston area.
Yeah. All right. So we're still many, over a million still without power as they're trying to get closer and closer. I know, Adam. We want to run this for people here. A lot of people getting in their cars around 5 o'clock this time. So that's the latest there from Tyler in terms of outages. But I know the Astros and the Rockets are doing things to try to help.
Yeah, so the Astros Foundation and Chenier Energy, I apologize if I'm saying that incorrectly.
It sounds good
but,
to me.
They will provide free water and ice to people tomorrow at Minute Maid Park starting at 8. So 8 to 11 a.m. tomorrow at Minute Maid Park, you can get a 16-pound bag of ice and a case of water from the Astros. And then the Rockets are hosting a relief event outside of Toyota Center tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And they will be conducting a drive-through food and water distribution outside Toyota Center. So that's starting at 9 with the Rockets over at Toyota Center. And then the Astros, 8 to 11, they'll be distributing water and ice outside Minute Maid Park.
All right, so there are a few things there. Let's get a couple of things out of the way. Injury-wise, Yordan Alvarez, he is not in the lineup tonight. We'll get to that as we get you ready for the game tonight. But he is not in the lineup, but... he is available to pinch hit tonight, Joe Espada said. And Espada also said that Yordan Alvarez does plan on participating in the All-Star game as he is the vote-getter, leading vote-getter at DH, should start at that capacity if he's able to go. So that is good news in terms of the injury, which means if he still plans on participating in the All-Star game, we should see him in that Ranger series if we don't also see him tonight. So that is big news for the Astros. We'll get to another person who has decided to go in a different direction when it comes to the All-Star game. Also, this has been reported as well. Will Conkle of Fox, Luis Garcia did not throw a bullpen today, just played catch. He might throw his bullpen tomorrow. You talked about that yesterday. It seems like, and I understand it, with the Astros, the arms, and what they've gone through, it seems like you got a little bit of concern about something. Don't smell right about this one.
So Garcia was supposed to throw a bullpen on Tuesday. The reason why he did not throw the bullpen Tuesday, according to Espada, was that he didn't get to throw. They wanted him to throw Monday, throw the bullpen on Tuesday, but because of the hurricane, he did not get to throw Monday. So he played catch Tuesday. He was supposed to throw the bullpen Wednesday. He did not throw the bullpen Wednesday. He did not throw the bullpen today. So, you know, there's some, there are always things that kind of start, you know, you start thinking about now when this sort of stuff happens, especially when you're dealing with rehabs and arm stuff. So,
all right, well,
something to think about.
He's somebody they're going to need. And, you know, it was a positive feel of, hey, all right, here he goes. He goes, you know, he'll get back and he's going to have some kind of role, whether that's a fifth starter or what. He'll have some kind of role. And hopefully this is just a precaution, because yesterday they did say, hey, he'll just make his next rehab start. We'll see what happens there. And obviously, I think they need to take their time with Luis Garcia. He's coming off of Tommy John surgery. So,
and Espada said, he told reporters today, quote, he's been hurt for 2 years, and we want to make sure every step we take is at the right pace.
Yep. So, no. Yep. So that is, has it been 2 years?
Been a year. Whatever. It's counting.
I was going to say, I mean, he threw an extra, that's an extra year. I was going to say, he got hurt last year, didn't he?
Rounded that 2 months up to a year.
You know what? He's thinking about, he was thinking about Lance.
Oh, God, you ain't kidding.
I mean, Lance has been 2 years. Maybe a little bit more.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, tonight, Jake Bloss makes his second start in his career. His first start, what did he go, around three innings before he had the injury and had to come out in his first start against the Orioles. And I tell you, I was impressed. I remember him kicking that thing off with two runners on, and that is a high-scoring offense, and it was like, oh, boy, here we go. But he held it down and gave him a chance, and it was like, all right, this it wasn't like, oh, Blair Henley. It wasn't like some of the starts where we've seen where guys have let it loose. So I'm intrigued to see how Jake goes tonight, and this is not a very good offense against the Marlins, but what, he's got 67 innings this year in his career, and he's going to make his second start here. So I'm intrigued to see what we get from Jake Bloss.
Yeah, that first inning was impressive, because that's a position where the first two guys get on base and the game can really start to speed up on you. And he showed a lot of composure by getting out of
what
that.
What was going into his mind?
Yeah, there are a lot of nerves. There's a lot of butterflies when you're making your major league debut against that sort of a team. So that was impressive to see him get through that. I mean, this was a guy who 14 months ago was facing the Big East. And now all of a sudden you're facing the Baltimore Orioles. There's a bit of a difference just in level of competition there.
Absolutely.
He's a big part of their future. And this is a guy who was part of last year's draft, the first draft for Dana Brown as Astros general manager. For him to be in the big leagues this quick, it says a lot. And he has really kind of burst onto the scene just as a prospect.
You've watched. Does he... Because I found it interesting. They just said, we're going to jump over anybody at Sugar Land. Hell, we're going to DFA Blair Henley, excuse me. Is this a position where he is the best option of anybody in the market? Like, did that make sense to you, where he is, of all the guys, that's the guy that they should bring up?
Well, it certainly shows you what they think about the options at AAA. And also, it's kind of a bit of a flex moment for Dana Brown, where he can say, hey, you see this guy? I drafted him. He's in the big leagues in less than a year. How about that? So I think it's a good little flex moment for Dana Brown also, along with the fact that they don't have great options in AAA.
The lineup tonight, Altuve, he's going to lead off. This is going to be a funky lineup. There's no Yordan. There's no Kyle Tucker in it. Altuve leads off, nursing that hand injury. Bregman, he is batting second. Diaz moves up from cleanup to the three spot. Singleton at first base, he is hitting cleanup. Tonight's Pena, the shortstop behind him. Joey Loperfido is in left. Jake Myers is in center. Cabbage in right. And Salazar is catching tonight for Jake Bloss. Short of Greg Kessinger being in this puppy, boy, this is a tough one if I'm Jake. Damn.
Playing the Marlins, so.
Playing the Marlins.
They still have the better of the two lineups on the field today.
We're playing the Marlins. So, listen, I think they have done what it is they needed to do. And that was, hey, can you get a sweep in? Can you sweep this team? Or can you take two of three from this team, because you've made up so much ground on the Mariners? Just winning the series against the Marlins, just winning the series against the Ranger, will put you in good shape to go into that three-game set against the Mariners coming up. The Mariners, they have won the last two against the Padres, so they maintain a two-game lead. Smell a sweep, go for it. That's why I thought yesterday was so important with Jake Bloss, and now even more when you see this lineup they're putting together.
Oh, and they have a chance to get to five games over 500 for the first time too tonight. And so, if I mean, when you look at they were 7-19, you know, at one point in April, to have it, to be in a position to where they will, if they win tonight, they are guaranteed to be over 500 at the All-Star break. That's a pretty remarkable turnaround.
No, it is. It is. They have done a ton to get there. By the way, the Astros rotation plan for the Rangers series to end the first half: Hunter Brown Friday, Spencer Arrigetti on Saturday, Blanco, the Ronel Blanco one is important on Sunday, because I think he would be one of the first guys that would be selected to make it to the All-Star game with pitchers who have just pitched on Saturday or Sunday. With him pitching on Sunday, that probably takes him out to be able to be in the All-Star game. So that's the latest there with the Astros.
5 o'clock fire.
I found this move interesting, not because the player and that the Astros, or I'm sorry, the Texans would be looking at this player, but I do find it interesting of the position. The Titans, they have agreed to a deal with former Seahawks safety, former New York Jets safety, Jamal Adams. And that is interesting to me just because the position. It feels like there are some people in the camp that the Texans need to add somebody at that position, that the Texans need to bring in somebody at the safety position. There's been talk of Jamal Adams. There have been a couple of guys. Justin Simmons is the big one that is still out there that people have kind of talked about. I know In the Loop has discussed it a lot. Lopez really is one that likes Justin Simmons. I don't know, though. Yes, if you're adding, you become a better team, I think, and if he's still the guy from Denver who was a Pro Bowl, all-pro level player, it's not as dire to me. Like, for me, I have more concern with what they're rolling with at the defensive tackle position. I got more concern to me even at the corner position, potentially, with what they have there. Safety for me is not as big a deal there. I know I'm higher on Jalen Petrie and him being in a position where I think they will play him and utilize his skills more. But I'd like to see the young kid they moved up to go get in the draft against, you know, from USC. I'd like to see him first because he seems like the guy that could play that center field role that they're looking at.
And you also, if you use a draft asset on him, you might as well see what he can do.
Yes.
And the same thing with Petrie. Like, they need to know what Jalen Petrie is. And they need to know if a second year with D'Amico and in that system, like, is he a little bit better acclimated now to produce than he was last year? And if for Jeffrey Simmons, if he's available at this point, there's probably a reason why he's available at this point. And guys,
it is odd, though, right?
Yeah, but I think that probably shows you what the rest of the league thinks about him.
Or they don't want to pay the price that it would cost to bring him in. So yeah, I'm with it. I don't sense that the safety position is that dire that the Texans need to roll with. Jimmy Ward, I understand his injury concerns; those were very fair. Jalen Petrie took a step back last year, but I mean, they really like Eric Murray. Bullock, as I said, the kid from USC, they draft him in the third round. They like his size and his center field ability. I think they've got guys that allow Jalen Petrie to play closer to the line of scrimmage, which I think is his strength and what they want to do. All right, as we sit there, continue. There are events tonight. Astros play tonight. Remember, you can still use those $5 tickets tonight. You can get in to the game, $5 a piece. For those tickets, just get in the spot. It's select seats, not front row. Not getting into wherever you want to see.
Move down if you want. Try to move down.
You would. Is there a lot of moving? Is there a lot of moving down at Minute Maid?
It's felt like to me in recent years that they've done a pretty, like, as the Astros have been dominating, it feels like they really have ushers in that lower bowl for at least the first half of the game.
Hey,
but after that.
There's always a weak link when it comes to
that's pitching. True. Now, that is true. You now, can this, find a weak section.
This nut praise on the weak link.
My wife said that to me yesterday. She said, hey, should we go to the Astros game and just buy those $5 tickets and sneak down?
Hey, when that team get good and them ushers start coming out, be a little bit more aggressive, now some people want to see your ticket. Like, hold on, man. Like, what are we doing here?
I'd love the ticket in the seat.
What are we doing here, man?
I'd love the ticket in the seat. My bad.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yo, why don't you go down there and get it? Bring it back. You bet.
Yeah. All right. We'll see if you come down there.
See you in an hour.
See you in an hour. All right. Jose Altuve has made a decision with the All-Star game. And I'm not a fan of it. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
They're going to get mad at me, ain't they?
Oh, well.
You know them.
Screw
I mean,
it.
You know them. They're gonna get mad at me.
Nah.
I just want to throw this out to you and the people. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Clint Sterner is out today. You hear the lovely vocals of one Adam Spillane. That's who you hear. And I'm just throwing it out. And listen, I got my feels on it. You can text yours in, 713-572-4610. When you hear this news, Jose Altuve is skipping the All-Star game, opting to rest his sore left hand, according to the Astros. Altuve hasn't attended an All-Star game since 2018 in Nationals Park. Fans elected him to start the game in both 2021, 2022, and this year. He was elected as a starter at second base. Altuve opted out of both exhibition citing nagging injuries, neither of which required him any trips on the injured list. So that is kind of the history. He has not participated in the All-Star game. And right, Adam, it's not just he doesn't play in the game. He's not down there on the field during the home run derby. He's not like, he doesn't even show up to the week, right?
Correct. He is not doing the media stuff on Monday or anything like
that. None of that.
He is staying in Houston.
And I gotta be honest. Now, I understand that many of you are going to come at me for certain ways. And listen, man, it's fair, man. It's a sports, baby. We sit down at the barbershop. We sit down at the bar. We chop it up right here and we do that. That's cool. I'm just telling you because I would thoroughly love to hear it. And I think this is, fellas, I'm coming to you and honestly, I will probably at some point in this time, this will probably contradict a statement that I have made. And I understand that. I've done that before. Just certain things I can't help how it hit me. And I think that maybe the 12, 13-year-old fan in me who at the time, Tyler wrote his five times on his phone. Me, I used to go to the stadium. Well,
do the punch card.
And I do the punch card. That's what I
didn't even know about that.
Oh, you'd have to buy
Tyler,
a pencil.
You're not that young.
I mean, I may have just been unaware.
You don't remember going to the stadium? Oh, my God. I love doing
that. Yeah.
I would steal them.
No,
just
I never knew that
in.
That used to be the way. Yeah.
It's like hanging chads all over the...
What are you, 34?
33.
You're 33. By my math, you're only 4 years older than me.
We'd younger.
You'd buy a pencil at the team shop, and you'd punch the...
I mean, I'm 40.
The hole in the...
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah,
you're how old?
I'm 40.
Ooh, Lord.
Come at you, you're a man. You're 40.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or draft pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tough. Awesome. Okay, we'll have to at some point this week, we're going to have to discuss.
Yeah, you and Glenn are pretty damn old.
Mike Gundy, when you keep going with, I'm a man, I'm 40. We'll have to at some point discuss Mike Gundy. But
that dingo.
But no, I mean, I used to love to do that. Maybe that is the 12, 13-year-old kid in me. But I'm disappointed that Jose Altuve appears to not give a damn about participating in the All-Star game. And I know we're gonna roll with the hand, and we had Roflo on. If you missed it, he was on with us at 3:45. We had Roflo on, and he said he talked about the hand, and Julia Morales reported it. And I'm not saying that it's not, but I want to ask somebody I know who covers this team, has covered this team for a very long time. Do you think that Jose Altuve would be playing in this All-Star game if he didn't have the hand injury?
No. He was never going to play in the game.
And I mean, this is just the confidence that you say that with kind of makes me kind of stay with my initial feeling of, yeah, I know he's got the convenient hand injury.
Really, really happy.
But it just, to me, 2018, 2021, 22, 20, like something about it is like, he's just like, I'm avoiding, I don't want to do it. That's what it seems like.
No, for whatever reason. That's what it is. Like he was never, like, as soon as he was voted into the game and they announced that, I guess it was last Sunday, he was never going to play. That's just, he's just not interested. That's just kind of his personality to where he doesn't want the spotlight. He doesn't want the attention.
But when did that personality happen? Because he was participating. What has he been in, the 9 All-Stars? He participated in a good 5 of them.
But at some point you get over it. Like at some point you just, it becomes old and it's like, whatever, you know, I've done this before. I've gotten plenty of recognition in my career and I would rather spend 4 days with the family as opposed to taking the long trip to Arlington and dealing with all the media obligations that you have to do Monday and Tuesday. And then you play in the game and then you come home. Like you want a break, you want an actual All-Star break, especially when you're in your 30s. So I get it. I get why you would be disappointed. I get why fans would be disappointed, but I also get why he just doesn't want to do it.
Oh, I gotta understand maybe why he doesn't want to do it. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure that it's just because, oh, he doesn't want to mess with the week. It feels like he's avoiding something. Maybe that is what it is. He just doesn't want to deal with the media obligations. I don't know. It does seem like this has really started since all of the scandal stuff has happened and people have come at him. I'm just, someone texted him, what are you trying to say, Ron? I'm trying to tell you, I am disappointed that Jose Altuve does not give a damn about the All-Star game, whether he is voted in by fans, like many of you who have voted him in, or not. And that this is, and especially the way you say it, like this honor has become not an honor to him. And he doesn't give a damn. And he doesn't sense or feel any kind of responsibility as someone to be an ambassador of the game or anything. Because we talked about it during the break once, and I know Tyler hates this guy. But if Steph Curry turned his ankle the weekend before the All-Star game, he may not play in it, but he would at least, I think, show up and be an ambassador of the game. He would show up and be a part of the weekend. It's like I'm not lying. The fan part of it is a part that is kind of sticking to me. Like fans have repeatedly voted you to want to be there, and many of your fans, I would imagine, many of these 1.2 million people who are out of poop and out of power. All these, many of them were fans. How many times do you think you voted for Altuve during this cycle, Tyler?
Somewhere between 8 and 10 times, probably.
I mean, and that's probably low for some people. Someone texted in, too many people calling him a cheater. I don't know, man.
That didn't bother him. He gets booed louder than anywhere for that in New York, and he immediately follows that with a home run.
Only thing is with that, and I hear you. It's been a long time. Only thing is that, as you know, have you ever covered the All-Star game? You ever been?
I went to the one here in 04.
This will be a booing and a reaction that that is different than and
tele- I think I know what you're saying. You know, that makes sense.
And televised.
Yeah.
Right? Like when
that
he,
makes sense.
They, when they do the starting lineups, this would be a booing that is different. Now, I don't think he's scared of it.
But that's just because they're playing in Arlington, though. A lot of that is just because of where they're playing. Arlington, that is
another part of it. But I think it would happen anywhere.
Minute Maid Park, yeah, North.
Especially how as close it was.
But there are guys that get booed in the introductions of the All-Star game every year. There's always a rival to a team, whether it's the Giants guys when they were playing in L.A. a couple years ago or the Dodgers guys when they were playing in Denver in 2021. Like, there are always guys that are going to get booed during introductions of an All-Star game. I don't think that's reason enough for a guy to not go. I just don't think he wants to. I think that he would rather be at home for 3 days as opposed to having to go to the All-Star game and deal with everything that comes with going to the All-Star game.
Text line, tell show to shut the F up.
Shut the F up!
It's Ron. I'm sorry. I'll be honest with you. I'll say this right now. I think it's because it's your beloved Jose Altuve that many of you are doing.
That's the GOAT.
And I completely understand it. But I would hope for the future of baseball that guys like Shohei Ohtani don't do this.
Great. I'll be too busy doing, you know what?
Yeah, with dirt. Guys like Skeens down the line doesn't do this. Like the stars, the young stars of the game, the stars that are going to carry this, the Mookie Betts, the stars that have a chance to be an ambassador and to be there and to connect with the fans. I hope they aren't.
I don't think he wants to be that though.
Clearly, whether the fans vote for him or not.
Do you think that that's his responsibility to be an ambassador to Major League Baseball? I think it is.
I think for me personally, I do think players, it is a responsibility for players to further the game. And I think there is a responsibility. Me personally, I think there is a responsibility to fans.
Okay.
I think there's a responsibility for us here to talk about things that I think people are interested in. Now, do we always 100% nail that? Maybe the dog issue was a little too much earlier this week. In fact, I think people probably enjoyed it.
How did that Clint Sterner just stubborn ass sometimes?
But I do. I think so.
What happened? I wasn't here.
Because there are some 11 and 12 year olds. There's some 8 year old kids. That hell, I'm gonna tell you right now. My youngest son Nicholas I think Jose Altuve is maybe. There's an argument. Jose Altuve and Bobby Witter are his two favorite players.
Hero, they're similar in stature.
And like I would like that's a big game that people are going to be. It's similar. He towers over everybody else on the soccer team. Like there are people who really juiced up to go watch their player, their favorite guy. And I'm disappointed that Jose Altuve is like, nah, not important to me. Disappointed that. Not a bad guy. Doesn't mean it changes him as being the best player in the history of the franchise. Just disappointed at it. I am. All right, coming up next as we roll through this thing, I'm really surprised by the angle and the response from Adam Spillane in this conversation about Tank Dell. I really am. I'll be honest with you. I am flat shocked. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Some thoughts here on the Altuve thing. That's what I said. I want to go around to you two before we roll through here because I see some people on the text line had some responses. For me, Altuve is already decided. He is in the lineup today, and Adam Spillane, as he so eloquently said, will be in the lineup for all of the games against the Rangers the rest of the way. When was his last day off?
He missed the game Saturday. He got hit Friday, didn't play Saturday, played Sunday, played Tuesday, played yesterday. Playing tonight, we'll probably play all three games against the Rangers. But not Tuesday. Not next Tuesday.
Or won't attend Monday either. The home run derby will be on the ground or anything like the other players.
No media.
And for me, I said I'm disappointed that he has not participated in the All-Star game since 2018. This is one of the greatest players in the history of this generation. One of the most unique players, a lovable player, especially here in this city. Somebody that fans love, maybe the baseball player that is most relatable to some people because of his size and stature. And I think could be a great ambassador for Major League Baseball, has been voted 3 times in a row. For the last 3 years, he has been an all-star. He has been voted in as the starter 3 years, and he has skipped them. He skipped them from 2018, 2021. They didn't have one in 20. 2022, he probably would have been an all-star last year had he not been injured the first month and a half. And then he skips this year. I'm disappointed. Fans have voted him in 3 times here since 2022, and he has refused to even attend. Not even to even be there to sign autographs, to show his face. And to me, I'm disappointed. I just, you two, what's your feeling on it?
I don't really care.
Don't really care.
Yeah, I just, I get where he's coming from, and I get where you're coming from also. Like, I get that you would probably want to see one of the game's best players at a showcase event like that, but I also understand him wanting a few days off. So I don't think there's a wrong, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to this.
Yeah. Tyler, where are you at? You are as big an Astros fan at this.
Tyler votes.
At this. Tyler voted.
Tyler spent time to put him in the All-Star game.
Potentially 10 times for Jose Altuve to get in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I'm somewhere between I just don't care and I actually kind of like it. Because any action on a baseball diamond for any Astro not wearing an Astros uniform, I mean, I really don't need to see it.
Why do you vote?
Because, I mean, he's still going to get this acknowledgement, even though he's not going. I mean, it's still going to be on
baseball reference.
It does go on.
Yeah.
9-time All-Star or whatever it is.
I mean, play, I'm voting because he deserves to be an All-Star because he's one of the best second basemen we've ever seen.
Yeah. Text line rolls through. After 2017 and since, MLB has done more to damage the game than Altuve's no-show to the All-Star game. I would rather watch Altuve in the postseason for the Astros than in an All-Star game that I probably am not watching anyway. And what I would say to that is, well, of course you'd like to watch him in the World Series. But since when did people stop wanting to watch him in the All-Star game?
You could do both too.
Since that All-Star game had to end without actually ending, I have not really cared much about the All-Star festivities since then. I'm not saying I haven't watched any of it.
The one in Milwaukee? That's a long time.
That was 20 years ago.
No, that's what I'm saying. When I was a little kid, I loved it. I loved All-Star Weekend. I loved the Home Run Derby. I loved the celebrity softball thing. Since then, I'm in the house, I might have it on the TV.
It's the only thing. I don't know. For me, it's
still. The Derby sucks.
Yeah, it's still
bad.
But to me,
the game is really fun, though. I enjoy the baseball All-Star game a whole lot more than any other All-Star game because it's a nice little one-on-one competition and guys who actually try.
Yeah, they try, but it's not like World Baseball Classic intense.
No, it's not that level competition.
Right. That is
nobody's diving in the All-Star game.
And I agree with that, and that's an important point to make.
It's a difference between because I'm like someone texted in, aren't you the guy that didn't want them playing in games like yeah, I don't. This one is...
It's different, but all it takes is one moment. I mean, we've seen it in regular games this year. Kyle Tucker, a foul off the shin, like Jordan, whatever he did, whatever the hell he did to his hip. Like, it takes one moment, so that's why I'm okay with it.
But they're not busting Jose Altuve inside in the All-Star
game.
You're right.
No, that's fair, too. That's a good point.
And he's going to play an inning or two.
And whoever's coaching third base isn't sending Jose Altuve on a questionable send at
also
third base.
Fair, yeah, so but yeah. Still just takes one moment.
Oh, it does.
I mean, baseball players get hurt like clipping their nails and stuff. Like the baseball players have the weirdest injuries out there.
I just think I think a lot of people are making the I'm good. All right, I'm good. I don't want to see him. You know, I don't want to. I think that's a lot of people saying that because it's Altuve and it's your guy. Just like those are the things you say when Altuve says, I don't want to participate because I think you're lying. I think you would enjoy seeing Jose Altuve playing and going up to the plate and playing in the All-Star game. I think you would. Just like I think you will be, there will be excitement and appointment for you to go watch Yordan Alvarez. get up there. Just like that's what you say. Like when people say, when you hear Yordan Alvarez say he doesn't want to participate in the home run derby, I think the mindset is, oh, well, yeah, man, we got guys that have bad, like guys generally have bad swings anyway after they do it. Or Ken Griffey Jr., who participated in it and just was fine in the second halves of his seasons, or Mark McGwire or whoever else. And these are things we say because they don't want to participate in it. But you would love to see your – you're telling me right now you would love to see Yordan in the home run derby.
Oh, I'd be
glued. You would love to see Altuve in the All-Star game. You would love to see your guys in the All-Star game. Of course.
It would be fun to see Jose Altuve bat against Paul Skeens in the All-Star game. And
wouldn't
the same thing against Yordan Alvarez.
Wouldn't that to potentially lead off home run off of Paul and do his thing? It would be. It'd be great. All right. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. They will have the Hall of Famer, the General John McClain, will join the show. That's coming up at 6. And then behind us, the return, as Patrick Creighton, I believe, is going solo tonight. Area 45, Patrick Creighton and Chris Santiago. They will follow Texans All Access, so stay tuned with that. I was inspired, and then it took a left turn because I was really surprised. Really surprised by Adam Spillane's thoughts here. I was inspired by a conversation that I heard during that crazy day the hurricane hit on Monday, when Patrick Creighton and Figgy did like 8 hours of radio, and Tyler risked it to come on in, and Brandon Scott decided to drive at 3 a.m.
Wait, Brandon was driving in the hurricane?
Dude, like, yeah, like as it was making landfall.
I will never understand it.
He fell asleep at his house.
I will never understand it. It was the craziest thing that I have ever heard. I said, you were driving at 3. I said, man, we got hit with the call to shelter at 4. We were in the closet, including Bear, for 4 to 4:30. You in here driving in Twister.
Those are the people on the news like, hey, don't be like these people and drive in this storm. They were talking about Brandon. Brandon was the one driving.
Anyway, but that day they had a spirited conversation of who is the most overhyped Texan. And I've heard it, and Ian Rappaport talked about Tank Dell being potentially one of the game's greats. Then he said, even it definitely in the game today, greats, which I said, hold on, maybe that got away from him. Maybe he was still talking about C.J. Stroud when he said that. But no, he was talking about Tank Dell. And to me, I feel like we got to pump the brakes on Tank Dell. I think Tank Dell has a chance in the future, especially when Stephon Diggs moves on, has a chance in the future to be a Pro Bowl-level receiver. Surprised the hell out of me that he was able to be as productive as quickly as he was. But we gotta slow down. We're talking about games greats. And to me, I think there's an excitement level, Adam, when he is your third receiver. And there is focus on guys like Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins, and he has C.J. Stroud to throw the ball to him, and he's going to get matched up with, I think, a lot of second and third type corners. I think that is something that you get really excited about. But y'all was talking about Joe Mixon. I think Patrick said Jimmy Ward. To me, I think we got to dial it down a bit on Tank Dell. He's coming off a broken leg. Hell, he was shot. His size that kind of led to probably his injury. Like I think we got to slow down. And then you had to hell. I'm gonna put my feet up. You had the audacity to say, yeah, man, I got him as a top 15 receiver in the league right now. In the NFL.
In this
NFL, in this National Football League. The same one that Jerry Rice dominated, the same NFL that Tyreek Hill is in. You got him as the 15th best.
That's what he graded out as last year.
I'm asking you. You said that.
Do I think he's one of the 15 best wide receivers in the NFL?
You said
probably not.
Okay, all right.
But I'm just telling you.
Okay, you step back on that one.
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Because earlier, Tyler, he said, "Oh yeah, I'm standing on it. 10 toes down, he is." But one of the best.
But in terms of production last year when he was healthy, that's what he produced like. And I think that there is a very good chance that he could be more productive this season than he was last year, because he's no longer a rookie and because they do have more around him. So you just don't pay as much attention to him when he's on the field, because you have Diggs, because you have Mixon in the passing game, because you have Schultz, and because you have Collins, and you have a better quarterback too. You have a quarterback in his second year in the NFL. So there's a whole, so there's not, and he's got chemistry with that quarterback too. Like, he's trying to learn the game on the fly last year, and yeah, he still produced at a top 15 level. Now for him, now it's a little bit easier for him to do that in year two.
And in top 15, what does it mean for the amount of games he played and,
yes,
that's got to be
just in terms of however PFF does its grading, and I don't know how PFF does its grading, but they had him graded out as the 15th best wide receiver last year.
Yeah, that one's hard for me to get to. Like, I went through and I looked at PFF. I said, well, I got to look at this. You know, I don't really give a rip about PFF. I had to look at this. They didn't have him in the top 32.
But now that's ranking players.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the top 15 last year was based on out. Yeah, yes. Based on the film and the production and all that stuff. However,
text,
they do
text line dog y'all trip and tank is the truth. He was a leading receiver last year before his injuries, especially in receiving touchdowns. Nico and Diggs gonna make sure he gets open because they will get double teamed. But what I would say to you is, the reason why they're getting double teams is because they believe that they are.
And they say no.
They are the better receiver. Because there's another thing to me. Like, I understand, hey, go get it. There could have been a thought of, hey, man, we got Tank. We got a top 15 receiver that graded out. Let's go in hard and get one of these young dudes and not spend $22 million on Stephon Diggs and spend that somewhere else. Let's get one of these young dudes in the draft. Brian Thomas fell at 23 where they were initially. But no, they said they want to go get a game changer.
Well, they're trying to win now, too.
Well, I mean, hey, you win now if you got a top 15 receiver to go along with a dude that had 1,300 yards.
Well, they got another one.
Rock and roll, meow.
Adam, great job today. Clap your damn hands, Tom.
Appreciate you, Spo.
Great job today. Clint is out. He was out today. Clint's out tomorrow. Adam, you in tomorrow?
No, I'm with Lopez tomorrow.
You're with Lopez tomorrow. All right. Well, we'll find out who is in tomorrow.
Hopefully.
On the drive tomorrow. May just have your boy. You may just have Cousin Ron. Tyler, great job as well. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to Robert Flores.
I'm faded as hell right now.
Who joined us. He was. And I'm going to be honest. Did you catch the tail end of that interview? Lopez lost his voice. I don't know if he was taking shots of Everclear.
And Roflo.
Yeah, what did I call him?
Lopez.
Sure, Roflo. I got to live for that one. There was a race car somewhere. That was it. Texans All Access coming up behind us. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
He was left in a very odd position based off of the celebration from Shohei Ohtani.
Basically, what happens is that
this is better than I thought.
There appears to be dirt that gets into the glove that he's wearing.
Mm.
It's because he's got the dirt in the glove. He takes off his glove and then he shakes it out. Ohtani's not even looking at it. So, like, Ohtani's
even more disrespectful.
You look at me.
Look at me when you do that act.
If you're gonna look away from me, like, look away from me. It's like I'm just saying, I rise and I stand up.
Jacking his little weenus.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Like to watch him in the World Series. But since when did people stop wanting to watch him in the All-Star game?
You could do both too.
Since that All-Star game had to end without actually ending, I have not really cared much about the All-Star festivities since then. I'm not saying I haven't watched any of it.
The one in Milwaukee? That's a long time.
That was 20 years ago.
No, that's what I'm saying. When I was a little kid, I loved it. I loved All-Star Weekend. I loved the Home Run Derby. I loved the celebrity softball thing. Since then, I'm in the house, I might have it on the TV.
It's the only thing. I don't know. For me, it's
the
still
Derby sucks.
It's still
not bad.
But to me,
the game is really fun though. I enjoy the baseball All-Star game a whole lot more than any other All-Star game because it's a nice little one-on-one competition and guys who actually try.
Yeah, they try, but it's not like World Baseball Classic intense.
No, it's not that level competition.
Right. That is
nobody's diving in the All-Star game.
And I agree with that, and that's an important point to make.
It's a difference between because I'm like someone texted in, aren't you the guy that didn't want him playing a game? Like, yeah, I don't. This one is...
It's different, but all it takes is one moment. I mean, we've seen it in regular games this year. Tucker, a foul off the shin, like Jordan, whatever he did, whatever the hell he did to his hip. Like, it takes one moment. So that's why I'm okay with it.
But they're not busting Jose Altuve inside in the All-Star
game. No, you're right. No, that's fair, too. That's a good point.
And he's going to play an inning or two.
And whoever's coaching third base isn't sending Jose Altuve on a questionable send.
Still just takes one moment.
It does.
I mean, baseball players get hurt like clipping their nails and stuff. Like the baseball players have the weirdest injuries out there.
I just think I think a lot of people are making the I'm good. All right, I'm good. I don't want to see him. You know, I don't want to. Don't do it. I think that's a lot of people saying that because it's Altuve and it's your guy. Just like those are the things you say when Altuve says, I don't want to participate because I think you're lying. I think you would enjoy seeing Jose Altuve playing and going up to the plate and playing in the All-Star game. I think you would. There will be excitement and appointment for you to go watch Yordan Alvarez get up there. Just like that's what you say. Like when people say, when you hear Yordan Alvarez say he doesn't want to participate in the Home Run Derby, I think the mindset is, oh, well, yeah, man, we got guys that have bad, like guys generally have bad swings anyway after they do it. Or Ken Griffey Jr., who participated in it and just was fine in the second halves of his seasons, or Mark McGwire or whoever else. I think these are things we say because they don't want to participate in it. But you would love to see your... You tell me right now, you wouldn't love to see Yordan in the Home Run Derby.
Oh, I'd
be glued.
You
would love to see Altuve in the All-Star game. You would love to see your guys in the All-Star game. Of course.
It'd be fun to see Jose Altuve bat against Paul Skeens in the All-Star game. And the same thing against Yordan Alvarez.
Wouldn't that, to potentially lead off home run off of Paul and do his thing? It would be. It'd be great. All right. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. They will have the Hall of Famer, the General John McClain will join the show. That's coming up at 6. And then behind us, the return as Patrick Creighton, I believe, is going solo tonight. Area 45, Patrick Creighton and Chris Santiago. They will follow Texans All Access, so stay tuned with that. I was inspired, and then it took a left turn because I was really surprised by Adam Spillane's thoughts here. I was inspired by a conversation that I heard during that crazy day the hurricane hit on Monday when Patrick Creighton and Figgy did like 8 hours of radio and Tyler risked it to come on in and Brandon Scott decided to drive at 3 a.m.
Wait, Brandon was driving in the hurricane?
Dude, as it was making landfall.
I will never understand it.
He fell asleep at his house.
I will never understand it. It was the craziest thing that I have ever heard. I said, you were driving at 3. I said, man, we got hit with the call to shelter at 4. We were in the closet, including Bear, for 4 to 4:30. You in here driving in Twister.
People on the news like, hey, don't be like these people and drive in this storm. They were talking about Brandon. Brandon was the one driving.
Anyway, but anyhow, that day they had a spirited conversation of who is the most overhyped Texan. And I've heard it, and Ian Rappaport talked about Tank Dell being potentially one of the game's greats. Then he said even it definitely in the game today greats, which I said, hold on, maybe that got away from him. As he was, maybe he was still talking about C.J. Stroud when he said that. But no, he was talking about Tank Dell. And to me, I feel like we got to pump the brakes on Tank Dell. I think Tank Dell has a chance in the future, especially when Stephon Diggs moves on, has a chance in the future to be a Pro Bowl-level receiver. Surprised the hell out of me that he was able to be as productive as quickly as he was. But we gotta slow down. We're talking about games greats. And to me, I think there's an excitement level, Adam, when he is your third receiver. And there is focus on guys like Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins, and he has C.J. Stroud to throw the ball to him, and he's going to get matched up with, I think, a lot of second and third type corners. I think that is something that you get really excited about. But y'all was talking about Joe Mixon. I think Patrick said Jimmy Ward. To me, I think we got to dial it down a bit on Tank Dell. He's coming off a broken leg. Hell, he was shot. His size that kind of led to probably his injury. Like I think we gotta slow down. And then you'd had to help. I'm gonna put my feet up. You had the audacity to say, "Yeah, man, I got him as a top 15 receiver in the league right now in the NFL."
That's what
in this NFL, in this National Football League, the same one that Jerry Rice dominated, the same NFL that Tyreek Hill is in. You got him as the 15th best?
That's what he graded out as last year.
I'm asking you. You said that.
Do I think he's one of the 15 best wide receivers in the NFL?
You said.
Probably not.
Okay, all right.
Now, but I'm just telling you.
Okay, you step back on that one.
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Because earlier, Tyler, he said, "Yo, yeah, I'm standing on it. 10 toes down, he is. But one of the best."
But in terms of production last year when he was healthy, that's what he produced like. And I think that there is a very good chance that he could be more productive this season than he was last year because he's no longer a rookie and because they do have more around him. So you just don't pay as much attention to him when he's on the field because you have Diggs, because you have Mixon in the passing game, because you have Schultz and because you have Collins and you have a better quarterback too. You have a quarterback in his second year in the NFL. So there's a whole, so there's not, and he's got chemistry with that quarterback too. Like he's trying to learn the game on the fly last year and yeah. He still produced at a top 15 level. Now for him, now it's a little bit easier for him to do that in year two.
And in top 15, what does it mean for the amount of games he played and,
yes,
that's got to be
just in terms of however PFF does its grading, and I don't know how PFF does its grading, but they had him graded out as the 15th best wide receiver last year.
Yeah, that one's hard for me to get to. Like I went through and I looked at PFF. I said, well, I got to look at this. You know, I don't really give a rip about. I had to look at this. They didn't have him in the top 32.
But now that's ranking players.
Yeah.
This is the top 15 last year was based on based on the film and the production and all that stuff. However they do.
Text line, dog, y'all tripping. Tank is the truth. He was the leading receiver last year before his injuries, especially in receiving touchdowns. Nico and Diggs gonna make sure he gets open because they will get double teamed. But what I would say to you is the reason why they're getting double teams is because they believe that they are.
And they say no.
They are the better receiver. Because there's another thing to me, like I understand, hey, go get it. There could have been a thought of, hey man, we got Tank. We got a top 15 receiver that graded out. Let's go in hard and get one of these young dudes and not spend $22 million on Stephon Diggs and spend that somewhere else. Let's get one of these young dudes in the draft. Brian Thomas fell at 23 where they were initially. But no, they said they wanted to go get a game changer.
Well, they're trying to win now, too.
Well, I mean, they could have. I mean, hey, you win now if you got a top 15 receiver to go along with a dude that had 1,300 yards.
rock and roll. Meow.
Adam, great job today. Clap your damn hands, Tom.
Appreciate you, Spo.
Great job today. Clint is out. He was out today. Clint's out tomorrow. Adam, you in tomorrow?
No, I'm with Lopez tomorrow.
You're with Lopez tomorrow. All right. Well, we'll find out who is in tomorrow.
Hopefully.
On the drive tomorrow. May just have your boy. You may just have cousin Ron. Tyler, great job as well. Thanks to Ryan. Ryan. Thanks to Robert Flores.
I'm faded as hell right now.
Who joined us. He was. And I'm going to be honest. Did you catch the tail end of that interview? Lopez lost his voice. I don't know if he was taking shots of Everclear or
and
what.
Roflo.
Yeah, what did I call him?
Lopez.
Sure, Roflo. I got to live for that one. There was a race car somewhere. That was it. Texans All Access coming up behind us. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
He was left in a very odd position based off of the celebration from Shohei Ohtani.
Basically, what happens is that
this is better than I thought.
There appears to be dirt that gets into the glove that he's wearing.
Mm.
It's because he's got the dirt in the glove. He takes off his glove and then he shakes it out. Ohtani's not even looking at it. So, like, Ohtani's
even more disrespectful.
You look at me.
Look at me when you do that act.
If you're gonna look away from me, like, look away from me. It's like I'm just saying, I rise and I stand up.
Jacking his little weenus.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.